1 Chronicles, chapter 4. The sons of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reiah the son of Shobal became the father of Jahath, and Jahath became the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These are the families of the Zorathites. These were the sons of the father of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. The name of their sister was Hazelelponi. Penuel was the father of Gedor and Ezer the father of Hushar. These are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Asher the father of Tekoa had two wives, Hela and Nara. Nara bore him Ahazam, Hepha, Temani, and Harhashtari. These were the sons of Nara. The sons of Hela were Zereth, Izar, and Ethnan. Hakoz became the father of Anub, Zobabah, and the families of Ahahel the son of Haram. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him with sorrow." Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my border. May your hand be with me, and may you keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." God granted him that which he requested. Chelub the brother of Shuhar became the father of Meher, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton became the father of Beth-Rapha, Paseah, and Tehinnah the father of Iar-Nahash. These are the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Seriah. The sons of Othniel, Hathath. Meonathai became the father of Ophrah, and Seriah became the father of Joab the father of Ge-Harashim, for they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb the son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam. The son of Elah, Kenaz. The sons of Jehalel, Ziph, Zipher, Tiriah, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Mird, Epher, and Jalon, and she bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba the father of Eshtemoah. His wife the Jewess bore Jerd the father of Gedor, Heber the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel the father of Zanoah. These are the sons of Bithiah the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mird took. The sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Nahum, were the father of Keilah the Garmite, and Eshtemoah the Markathite. The sons of Shimon, Amnon, Rinnah, Ben-Hanan, and Talon. The sons of Ishi, Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah the son of Judah, Ur the father of Lekah, Lada the father of Marishah, and the families of the house of those who worked fine linen, of the house of Ashbi, and Jochim, and the men of Kuzabah, and Josh, and Saraph, who had dominion in Moab, and Jashubilahem. These records are ancient. These were the potters, and the inhabitants of Netam and Gedera, they lived there with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, Shaul, Shalem his son, Mibzam his son, and Mishma his son. The sons of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers didn't have many children, and all their family didn't multiply like the children of Judah. They lived at Beersheba, Melada, Hazashul, at Bilhah, at Ezem, at Tolad, at Bethel, at Horma, at Ziklag, at Beth Markabeth, Hazar Susam, at Beth Biri, and at Sharaim. These were their cities until David's reign. Their villages were Etam, An, Rimmon, Tokhon, and Ashan, 5 cities, and all the villages that were around the same cities, to Baal. These were their settlements, and they have their genealogy. Meshabab, Jamlech, Joshar the son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu the son of Joshibiah, the son of Seriah, the son of Asiel, Elioenai, Jacobar, Jeshohiah, Aziah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza the son of Shifi, the son of Alan, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were princes in their families. Their fathers' houses increased greatly. They went to the entrance of Gedor, even to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. They found fat pasture and good, and the land was wide, and quiet, and peaceful, for those who lived there before were descended from Ham. These written by name came in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and struck their tents and the munim who were found there, and they destroyed them utterly to this day, and lived in their place, because there was pasture there for the flocks. Some of them, even of the sons of Simeon, 500 men, went to Mount Sire, having for their captains Pelatiah, Neriah, Rephiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi. They struck the remnant of the Amalekites who escaped, and have lived there to this day.